Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Side Quest. That's Side Quest. Daniel, stop sending me text messages while we're recording just to try to get my phone to buzz. I don't like it. You know where the phone's sitting right now, and I'm not a fan. First up, we have Dan. Dan, how are you?
I think if you'd read his text, you know how he is.
I told you not to send me those kind of pictures while we're recording, Daniel.
Look, man, I'm just trying to make you feel good.
I appreciate it. You always do.
It's a squirrel eating an ice cream sandwich.
Good Lord. Speaking of people that make me feel good, next up we have Richie. How are you, Richie?
Fine, how are you, man?
And I'm doing good. You feeling a little bit better? Richie is recovering from the vid.
I am.
So, you feeling all right?
Yeah. Like I said, aside from not having the old tasting thing happening, I'm pretty good.
Speaking of people with no taste, next up we have Cruz Turner.
Wow, dude. Cruz, I'm so sorry.
Hey, Cruz, how are you, buddy?
Doing all right. How are you guys? I don't want to play no more.
You know, after last week, you gave me open permission to just say whatever came to my mind.
In that instance.
Oh, it wasn't blanket?
No. When is it ever a blanket with me?
Oh, okay, all right, hold on, we'll roll it back. Next up, we have Cruz Turner. How are you, buddy?
The damage is done.
It's a blanket that rolls out over the entire week.
It just is a continuing permission, and that's my favorite kind of permission. Cruz, you doing okay, man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, today's a day of days.
That is true, and a lot deeper than I plan to go to on a comedy podcast.
Yeah, well, no, I had a piece of candy today, and I haven't had a piece of candy in a long time, and I just... I don't feel good about it.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I actually had a Snickers bar, and now I'm satisfied.
I thought you had two Snickers bars.
Well, it's like they put two little bars in a package. Don't judge me on my fatness, okay? I do good things. I drink water. I eat smaller portions. So, yes, I enjoyed a Snickers bar or two.
I remember Snicker bars.
Richie can't taste anything. Dr. Cogsbuckle, last time on the episode, Boulder's revolver put to your head, or Magnum, excuse me, put to your head. What was that like?
Well, it was a little bit terrifying. It wasn't really terrifying. It was just a little bit out of the blue and unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, I know you've seen him pull a gun during goldfish games before, but...
Yes, that's nothing. Nothing out of the ordinary, but, you know, I've had previous encounters that were a lot more terrifying. Let's just put it like that.
How's that eye doing?
Well, it's a little bit wobbly.
Still can't see out of it, huh?
Yes, my vision's a little below, all over the place.
Boulder, Rat Boy ran in and said that somebody got Terrence. What's going on?
Honestly, I don't know. Someone got Terrence.
You think they just like played a prank on him?
Possibly, maybe like, ha, they got Terrence, ha ha.
Like pulled his pants down?
I don't think Terrence wears pants.
I don't think you can be sure about that though.
I mean, how would he? He's kind of a giant sewer monster.
Din, you seem to have some strong feelings on Marla now.
Well, I mean, until proven guilty, I guess. I just really wanted answers. She didn't want to give me the answers due to a time limit thing. But if she ever comes around, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
What I'm concerned about at this moment is obviously there was a gigantic explosion right after you guys took out all the WAD communications and a good part of the executive floors.
That wasn't us.
It wasn't you?
That wasn't us.
Yeah, we'll see how that shakes out, I guess. I'm sure that it was completely just an entirely huge misunderstanding and coincidence, right?
You know, if they would have had a decent safety team to come in and check, maybe stuff like that wouldn't happen in their establishments.
You know, maybe the head of their safety team was out that day. Who knows?
Crazy.
It's crazy how coincidences happen. But speaking of coincidences, guys, we've done our 6-minute intro. I think it's time to get in the episode. What do you think?
Right on.
Dr. Cogsbuckle wipes the remnants of sticky, partially dried blood from his face and looks down at his hand, unsure if it belongs to him or someone else. He struggles to focus on the waterfall of words coming from Rat Boy, who is desperately trying to explain something. Between a pounding headache, slight vertigo from the lack of depth perception, and blood loss, he can't quite catch it.
And then I lost them when they crossed over into the harbor. What are we gonna do, boss?
Dr. Cogsbuckle sees Ratboy look up to him expectantly, but he can't quite understand why, as he is distracted by the disquieting sensation of his now blank right eye rolling free in its socket.
Boss?
Yes. Well, that is truly terrible, Ratboy. You lost them, you say?
Ratboy nods and lets out a quiet sob.
Now, who's they again?
Ratboy, stifling tears, looks up at Dr. Cogsbuckle.
I already told you, boss. We thought it was you. It sounded like you were calling for Terrence in the courtyard at the school. I was really confused because I thought you were still out on the job, but when we went out to see what you needed...
Ratboy trails off into quiet sobs again as Boulder places a comforting hand on his shoulder while shooting a less than friendly look towards Dr. Cogsbuckle.
Ratboy, listen. It's going to be okay, but first we need you to tell us what happened.
Ratboy takes a deep, shaky breath, steeling himself.
When we came up from the sewers, there were 10 or maybe 15 men in big black trucks. They had everyone kneeling in the courtyard at gunpoint. I didn't know they were there. We would have hidden. We thought it was you. It sounded just like you. And they made me tell Terrence to get in one of the trucks, but I wouldn't do it. And that's when they hit me. He beat me up really bad. I tried to tell Terrence to run, but he wouldn't do it. He went with them, and they would have killed us all if he hadn't. I followed them as long as I could, but I lost them.
Boulder, you still have your hand on Ratboy's shoulder as he relays this story. The kids that are in Ratboy's town have kind of gone back into the building, and it's just the four of you. And Ratboy is, not only is he badly broken up about this, but he is pretty heavily injured. When he walked over, you didn't see him, of course, but now as you look at him, you see that half of his face is swollen and the other half is bloody and bruised. You see that one of his eyes is swollen shut and he seems to be favoring his ribs on his right side where he's kind of has his hand holding them. What do you do?
I'm gonna kneel down to get like in his eye line. What did they do to you, Ratboys? I'm so sorry. And then I'm gonna go into the towns and go to the infirmaries. We'll be right there, okay?
Yeah, okay. We gotta get him back, Boulder.
We's will, Ratboy, we's will.
Okay. So Ratboy clacks off, and it's just the three of you.
I'm gonna pull the Magnum out and point it at Doc again. Why did you give up Terrence's to someone?
Boulder, I did no such thing. I would never do...
Ratboy's heard you yells for him, so clearly as you did. How did you get there so quicks? Did you learn that from Sid Fortnite's?
Listen, I... Din.
Yeah?
I believe you mentioned previously that you had trouble getting service down here. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, last time we came down here with the... Well, the last big time we came down here with the truck, I tried to look something up and, my wand had nothing down here.
All right, boys. Well, I have something I need to tell you. And I'm going to take a chance on this because the repercussions of me saying anything could result in something very terrible. There was no altercation at Uncle Merle's. I know that that is what I told the Rimoires, and then I know you looked at me fuzzy, like I was telling a lie.
Yeah.
Which I was. So, I need to tell you guys something. After the race, I was kidnapped by some very powerful people. And as a result... I don't know if I should say anything. Oh, fine. When this is a bad situation, I'll just take my chance, I guess. The reason why my eye is all wonky is because it's not a real eye. It is, in fact, some sort of surveillance device hooked up to my retinas, which could be the reason why Terrence is missing. I'm gonna cringe as I say that because I'm afraid my head's gonna explode.
Holy crackers!
Unfortunately, yes. I had to keep this a secret. But I figured, since WAD communications are down and previously that you mentioned that there wasn't any service down here, I just put two and two together and assumed that there wouldn't be any service down here as well. But like I said, these are very dire circumstances and you two deserve to know.
So what's the bad part if there was communications down here?
Well, if I told you this, they would see it and detonate the little bomb that's inside the eye. Now you understand why I couldn't say anything to you. Which doesn't really make anything better, but I figured that I would just mention that.
Ben's gonna look at Boulder.
I don't know what to do, then. Do we pull the eyes out while it's not connected? You're the mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Mechanic, not doctor. If what Doc is for real about all this, I mean, they're gonna get suspicious if it never comes back online, right? So, I mean, I guess we... And on top of that, Doc needs to be able to see. So,
Yes, well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to agree with Den on this one. I think we should leave the eye in, even though it's very discomforting the way it's spinning around in my eye socket. I think if we leave it in, when things do come back online, we act as though nothing has changed. For our safety. And mine, of course.
Docs, if these are the peoples who took Terrence's, they're going to know that the jig is up.
Well, but what do you mean by jig, exactly?
I mean, is that not what they wanted?
No, unfortunately, that was just a, collateral damage, I guess would be the best way to put it. What they really want is information on Marla, which is why I've been trying to get as close as I can to her, but doing a very poor job. So, Dan, you're not the only one, and you have very good reason to be suspicious, because there's some very powerful people that are interested in Marla.
So, those people, he's going to be pointing out your eye, those people want information on Marla. The Rimwars wanted Marla. What? It really sucks how she just kind of bailed on us, but I guess we'll figure that out. But I guess the whole thing now is get back to the school, make sure those kids are okay, and I guess we'll just go from there. I don't really have anything else to go on, really.
Yes, I think it would be best if we just continue on. Worry about Terrence for now and try to figure out what the next step is.
While Doc and Den are talking, Boulder's gonna, like, lower the magnum and then kind of start looking a little woozy.
Boulder, are you all right?
You good, bud?
I think the adrenaline is wearing off, boys. He's gonna cough and some blood's gonna come out of his mouth.
He coughs a couple times and you guys see Boulder's eyes lose focus and then roll back into his head as he collapses in a heap.
Oh, crackers! Rat Boy! Rat Boy, we need some people! We got Boulder down!
So we'll flash forward a little bit. Boulder is being tended to in a nearby shack by Rat Boy's medical personnel. And Rat Boy, now bandaged up with the one eye swollen shut and the left side of his face completely swollen, he is standing in front of you guys and he says, Doc, what are we... Did you guys come up with a plan? What are we going to do?
Are we still in the sewers?
Yeah, you're in Rat Boy's town.
Well, Rat Boy, I... So you didn't see... Did you see any sort of direction that they may have been heading? You were here. I don't really know.
They headed towards the harbor. I don't know why they'd take him there. How did they get a recording of your voice calling for Terrence?
Well, Rat Boy, I will tell you what I told Den and Boulder. When I came back battered and injured and barely alive, I wasn't in any altercations of any sort, at Uncle Merle's or otherwise. I was kidnapped after the race. I was tortured. They replaced my eye with some sort of surveillance device and asked me to keep tabs on Marla.
What? Wait, so, boss, you knew that they were watching you and you still talked to Terrence?
Yes, Rat Boy, it was very unfortunate. I wasn't thinking clearly. I'm very sorry, Rat Boy. It's my fault. I caused the collateral damage, and I feel terrible. I really do.
Rat Boy looks away and down. You can't see his face, and even if you could, with the damage that's done to it, you couldn't really tell his emotion at the moment. And looking down, he says, I think that Boulder's probably just... He's taking a lot of heat from the monolith. We'll get him bandaged up, and you all should really get back to the school.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Rat Boy.
And he walks back into the town and kind of leads you guys to the shack where Boulder is getting bandaged up. Boulder's sitting on the edge of a piecemeal metallic gurney, and there's a few of the children from the village scurrying around him, wrapping bandages around his wounds and packing them. Rat Boy says, Boulder, you feeling okay?
Rat Boy, how are yous?
Been better. I'm pretty sure I've got a lot of broken ribs, but... I think the people at the school are probably in worse shape than I am.
Well, I'm sorry about Terrence.
Yeah. And he kind of glances over at the doc and he says,
We'll get him back. It's gonna be fine. Did you guys do it? Did you get the job done?
Yes, we did. Unfortunately, Marla abandoned. Rat boy, you're a sweet summer child, my young ones. He's gonna giggle. That's a real giggle. That's not Cruz. Don't trust Marla.
Yeah, it seems like good advice at this point.
Tries to hide from her as much as you can.
He looks at you and nods and says, yeah, I think I'll be hiding a lot from now on.
We never intended you to get hurt, Rat Boy.
He sighs and says, no, I know. Like the doc said, collateral damage, but we're going to get him back. It's fine. We're going to get him back. And, oh, I just thought about something. Din, what was the guy's name from the race?
Which one?
I never saw him. I heard him mention it started with an R. What was his name?
Oh, Rick?
Yeah, I didn't see him, but they were talking to him over the WAD.
Son of a gun!
They said his name a few times.
So Rick has Terrence.
I mean, I guess it was his bands or something. I don't know, huh. But it was a bunch of big, ugly-looking dudes, and there were a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Then we got nothing to worry about. If it's just the East Streets, that's fine. We go handle those guys. It's not a problem. We'll definitely get Terrence back if it's those guys that have him.
Listen, it may be a bad time to mention this, but Rick was one of the people who tortured me. He was working for someone else, but he was pretty much the one that led the entire thing.
He was the only one you recognized?
Yes. We need to be very, very cautious moving forward.
Well, I guess let's go check out the school, and then I guess we can go from there.
Yes, of course. I put my hand on Ratboy's shoulder. Ratboy, again, I'm very, very sorry. But please understand that you cannot mention anything that I've discussed with you outside of this room. Do you understand?
He very subtly, it's not visible to anyone but you feel it, Dr. Cogsbuckle, he very subtly drops his shoulder just a little bit at your touch and he says,
yeah, boss, I got it. No problem.
Boulder, it's about this time that you feel a vibration from your wad and you look down and you see a message flash across that says, restoring communication.
Is already have it back online?
You see that there's the red X over the bar still, but it seems to be some type of emergency transmission.
Din's, is your wad starting to message?
Din, you look down and you have the same message.
Doc, I hate to say it, but turn away. I wouldn't be looking at the Rat Boy's secret hideout just in case those guys want to come back.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Din. I'm actually going to walk out of the room.
You walk out of the room, your eyes still dark, and you look down at your wad, Dr. Cogsbuckle, and the message flashes again. It says, restoring wad communications, and then you see another message flash across, and it says, time till restoration, 1 hour.
So we have an hour before it officially comes back online?
Seems like it.
All right, boys, let's head back up to the school. We need to check on everyone.
Rat Boy kind of steps forward and says,
boss, if it's okay, I'm coming with. I gotta stick with you until we get Terrence back.
Rats, boy, you have to stay hidden.
Yeah, I got it, Boulder. No problem. Maybe I can help you guys stay hidden too.
And so with that, Boulder finishes getting bandaged up and you guys head back out of the sewers. Rat Boy leads you out and you kind of make it up into that grassy area where you pulled the truck up from the escape from the harbor the first time. And you're on one of the dead streets of the Warrens. You look down at your WAD, Din, and see the message says 30 minutes to WAD communications restored. What do you do?
Just like kind of like glancing around and looking back towards where we were in the hub, kind of where the monolith was. Din's gonna kind of like try to take a peek at. I know it's a long way away, but he wants to see if like there's a lot of activity in the sky or if something's going on over there.
The Hayworth monolith was the tallest building in the hub, and you can still see plumes of thick black smoke up hanging still in the air in the night sky. The fire is not burning anymore, but you can see an immense amount of blinking lights in the sky buzzing all around the building, and you can hear sirens in the distance, even still, even though it's been about 45 minutes.
I guess Din's gonna, you know, make sure the other two are okay getting out, and I guess we're gonna get on to walking towards the school.
Dr. Cogsbuckle, as you leave the sewers, as you kind of crest the metal and stone tunnel that leads out onto this grassy area, you take two steps outside of it, and all of a sudden your eye kind of spins several times in its socket, and then you see text scroll across your retina as it's still dark, and it says rebooting, rebooting, rebooting. What do you do?
How far away are we from the school?
It's you're probably about 5-6 blocks away.
All right, boys. Let's start making our way back.
So as you guys begin to head back, Dr. Cogsbuckle, you only get 10-15 feet before you see the blank screen on your right eye say reboot complete, and you all of a sudden have complete and total vision back in that eye. And Den Boulder, you notice that Dr. Cogsbuckle's eye is now no longer rolling around in the socket, but is instead looks normal. And, you know, you head forwards towards the school. You make it up to the gates that crest in the way, encountering no problems along the route. And you notice that it's completely quiet. There's evidence of large trucks that have been pulled up on the lawn and in the courtyard, and you can see a lot of like debris around, and you can see several of the windows on the front of the school are smashed out, and the front door has been kicked in and is only propped up against the entry point. What do you guys do?
Man, they really seem to always go for the windows, huh?
Oh, my front door, not again.
You just had that rebuilt. Dr. Cogsbuckle, you look down at your wad and you notice that it says 15 minutes until communications restored.
Man, this is going to take a while to repair. Not my school. Why do they always go for my school? All right, I'm going to head in and check on everybody.
Everybody going in?
Din's actually going to sidetrack before going in, and he's going to head to his garage.
You head over to the garage, which is kind of to the right-hand side of the school and tucked back a little bit, and you notice that it seems largely untouched.
Dins is gonna, like, seeing that, Dins is gonna do a glance over at everything and then head inside.
Roll plus sharp.
That is going to be an 11.
With an 11, you notice that the rolling door on the front of the garage is, it's closed, but the lock is actually open, and you did not leave it open.
Din's gonna take his shotgun back around and make sure it's loaded and slowly open the garage door.
You slowly open it and it kind of creaks as you roll it back, and you peer inside the completely dark garage and nothing jumps out at you. It seems kind of the same stale air that you're used to every time you open it up. And you see, highlighted by the moonlight through the high windows overhead, there laying on a desk, you see a letter with the word Din scrawled across it.
Din's gonna walk over and flip on the shop lights and then go to see what the letter's about.
So as the shop lights spring to life and buzz above you, you walk over and pick up the letter. The envelope that it's in is kind of seems like it was hastily sealed, and you see the word Din scrawled across pretty clearly in Marla's handwriting.
At this point, it's knowing that it's Marla's handwriting, he's gonna like just sigh heavily and just... It's an angry smile of what could she possibly have to say to him now? And so I guess he's going to crack open the letter and read it.
So you pop the seal on the back of the letter and pull the piece of paper out. And it's actually written on the back of one of the issues of the Cog Weekly. It just says, in very hastily drawn writing, it says, "Hey, Din, sorry about everything. Also sorry that I had to come back and borrow a few more things from your garage. I'll be back to explain everything at some point." And then she signed it M.
Din's gonna put down the letter essentially and kind of look around, because unlike most of his life, Din in his shop is very meticulous of where he leaves things, so he's gonna take a inventory of what she might have taken.
Yeah, so you look around and you notice that she seems to have taken several of your a bit more specialized power tools that you use for working on cars. And you also notice that any of the few remaining parts that you had pulled from the battle wagon, she also took those.
Well, that's just great.
All right. And Dan's going to pocket the note and shut off the lights, close everything back up and lock it again, and head inside with the other two.
As you walk back across the courtyard towards the front door that's now standing completely open, as Dr. Cogsbuckle and Boulder moved it to the side when they went in, you look down at your wad and you see 10 minutes until communications restored. And you walk into the antechamber and then the great hall where Dr. Cogsbuckle and Boulder have found Lost Cat, and you hear them having a heated conversation.
Phineas, I don't care where you've been or what you've been doing, but this is the second time in a few weeks that the school has been affected. This is completely unacceptable. The children cannot be continually put at risk like this, Phineas. What are you even thinking?
Well, Lostcat, I really don't know what you want me to do. When
protect the school. That's what I want you to do. That's your whole deal.
Yes, I understand. But you do understand these dire circumstances that we're in. We don't really have a choice about what goes on.
She looks over at Boulder, and Boulder, as you look back at her, you see a pretty big bruise on the right side of her face where she took a punch to the jaw. And she says,
Mr. Boulder, do you have anything to say about this? I just had 15 of our students at gunpoint out in the courtyard only a few hours ago. This is completely unacceptable. We do not feel safe here anymore.
Lost Cats, when we can get in touch with Rat Boys, we'll have a place that Rat Boys knows about, and you can take the children's there until either this is all over or we're deads, and then you can take over the schools.
I don't want you to die, Mr. Boulder.
That's the only choices we have right now. Either we complete what's going on, or we die trying, and then school will be safe because we won't be here.
Mr. Boulder, then, Dr. Cogsbuckle, I told you not to trust that woman. I said it so many times.
Well, hindsight is 40-20.
That's not... Okay. She turns around to Din and she says, Din, where even is she?
Din's gonna walk up to the counter and throw the note onto the countertop.
Well, after she bailed on us on the rooftop, apparently she came back, borrowed more of my stuff, and then took off again.
She was here?
That's what the note says, and after checking all my stuff at the garage, yeah, I'm missing now more stuff, more tools, and more stuff from the battle wagon that I took off.
So this big betrayal, was this before or after we got assaulted at the school?
That's,
what's even happening here, guys?
Lost Cat, listen. You and this school are my top priority. Unfortunately, we're having to deal with things, and there's unfortunately a lot of collateral damage that comes with that. I do have one question for you, though.
What, Phineas?
I've noticed a few times the way that when Marla shows up, the way that you look at her, it's almost like you know each other from somewhere. It's just one of those looks you give to someone. Is there anything that you need to tell us?
No, I don't know anything about her, Phineas. The first time I met her was the time she came up and was yelling for Din, and I called you guys while y'all are at Merrill's. I don't know anything about her.
Dr. Cogsbuckle, roll to read a person. That's plus sharp.
Oh, it's 5 plus 1. It's 6.
A 6. On a fail, you have no reason to question what she's telling you. Unless somebody wants to help out by drilling her with the same questions.
I mean, Din's probably noticed this, right?
Yeah, I mean, y'all were all around at the same times that Dr. Cogsbuckle was, for sure.
Yeah, I'll roll to help.
Plus HX.
It's a plus 2 for the doc. Okay, so 8. I'm sorry, no, 7. Sorry.
On a 7 and 9, they can take plus 1. So, Doc, your roll would be a 7. On a 7 to 9, you can ask me one of the following questions. Is the character telling the truth? What's your character? What are they really feeling? What do they intend to do? Or what do they wish that you would do? Which do you choose?
Are they telling the truth?
No.
Now, Lost Cat, I noticed a little bit of hesitation before you said that. Are you sure there's nothing that you could tell us that may help our situation?
Lost Cat looks at you squarely, and Dr. Cogsbuckle, you notice that the way that she looks at you is not in line with the Lost Cat that you have come familiar with. It's much colder. And she says, Phineas, I told you that I don't know anything about that woman, and I also told you not to go with her. Now, I don't know what you're driving at, but nothing that I could tell you right now, truthful or otherwise, is going to help get Terrence back, is going to make the kids at the school be untraumatized, or help us out of this terrible situation that you seem to have put us in.
Din heard the doc basically notice that she was lying, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lost Cat, real quick, this is just kind of something I noticed while we were in the really large building. What was your name before you got the nickname of Lost Cat?
What do you mean, what was my name?
What was your name? It hasn't always been Lost Cat.
Oh, no, it was Meredith. Why?
And your last name?
Maribel. You know that, Din. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
No, sorry. It's been a rough night, you know, and he's going to kind of like brush off some of the dried blood from being shot at. Sorry, it's just, you know, rough night. That's all.
Boulder, it's at this point that you hear a tone on your wad. and you hear a little happy chime, and you look down and you see a message flash across. Wide communications restored, and you see the bars indicating signal strength go back to full green.
Well, boys, I guess, honestly, I don't know what to say. It's back.
So to test, like, his wad kind of thing, he's going to send a message to both Boulder and the doc about the name he saw on the desk and basically say it was Lost Cat from what Marla was looking at earlier.
Boulder, Dr. Cogsbuckle, how do y'all react to this information in your minds or out loud?
You guys got that message, right?
I'm going to send Din a message back and go, the doc's eye is probably Beck's on.
And Din's just going to kind of... So you did get it. Okay, cool. So wads are back. That's interesting.
You guys are standing there with Lost Cat, and she kind of throws her hands up exasperated and says, well, okay, does anybody want anything to eat? I'm gonna run to make some sandwiches, I guess, because apparently we're going to be up. And does anybody want anything specific?
Din's going to shake his head, and he's going to go to, I guess, go get changed in his room.
I'm good, Lost Cat, thank you. Where are the students currently?
Well, they're in bed, Phineas. It's like 2 a.m.
Okay.
Lost Cats?
Yeah, Mr. Boulder.
I'd like a peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Lost Cat kind of looks at you a little bit weird, and she says, you want a what now?
Peanut butter and bananas.
Don't you mean tomato soup and grilled cheese, Boulder?
No, I don't really know. I just kind of want peanut butter and bananas for some reasons.
I mean, she looks at you again. I'll see what I can do, Boulder. We don't have any bananas here. Nobody asked for that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you don't, I guess tomato and grilled cheese would be fine, but...
All right, I've got it. And she kind of starts to head off towards the kitchen. And so then you're going to head to your room. Rat Boy is going to... He kind of looks around, and as Din heads off to his room, and he looks at Boulder and Dr. Cogsbuckle and says, I kind of want to get started on this whole, you know, saving Terrence thing, but you guys look like you need to rest for a minute.
Yes, let's rest up, and then we'll get started on a plan first thing when we wake up. Does that sound good?
None of it sounds good, boss, but Boulder, can I bunk up with you?
Yes, of course.
All right, good night, everybody. I'm going to head off. And so Ratboy clacks down the hallway, leaving Dr. Cogsbuckle and Boulder. Din, you're in your room, changing clothes, and kind of just, you are at the sink, and you have the wire on in the background, the newscast, the 24-hour news cycle for the city, which has just recently come back online. And you splash some water on your face as you lean on the sink and look into the mirror, kind of surveying the damage, when a special news bulletin comes across the wire. And it kind of catches your attention just at the sound, and you then tune it out as you go back to assessing the damage across your body from all of the battle wounds that you received. And you just catch the first line of the news report, and it snaps your attention back to it.
Again, thank you for joining us. My name is Deborah Rittenheimer, and this is a special news alert. We are bringing you live coverage from the bombing of the Haworth Monolith. The NHPF has confirmed to us a current count of 10 dead and 30 missing from the domestic terrorist attack that occurred earlier this evening. The heinous attack was also responsible for a wide communications blackout that has swept the city, leaving nearly 1.5 million people without communications of any kind. We are devastated to report that among the dead is ZSG Unlimited CEO Chester Figaro. Mr. Figaro is survived by his son, William Figaro, and 4 grandchildren. He is remembered as a philanthropist and generous friend. As members of this loyal family, we are deeply saddened by this loss. The NHPF has also confirmed a lead suspect in this despicable attack, one Phineas J. Cogsbuckle of the Warrens. In the following CCTV footage, you'll see Mr. Cogsbuckle and Mr. Figaro's office in the Haworth Monolith mere moments before the explosion. The distinctive and frankly tasteless suit jacket Mr. Cogsbuckle was wearing in that footage was recovered from the scene. Through the invaluable and heroic efforts of the Protectorate Force, the forensic analysis was able to recreate a partially destroyed tag on the jacket itself, bearing Mr. Cogsbuckle's name. What an idiot.
Holy crackers. No way!
And Din's gonna take off out of his room, you know, bare, you know, no shirt, just the jeans and bare feet. He's gonna kick open Boulder's door. Boulder! Boulder, are you okay?
Boulder and Ratboy sit up, somewhat startled. Boulder from his bed and Ratboy from his hammock that hangs in the corner.
Boulder, turn your wire on! Turn on the news! The doc's been framed!
And then he's gonna leave to go to the doc's room.
Boulder, you turn on the news to catch the tail end of the report, and you see that not only does Dr. Cogsbuckle's picture plastered on the screen, with the background being the destroyed offices at the Hayworth Monolith, and a freeze frame of what very much looks to be Dr. Cogsbuckle inside of Chester Figaro's office, you also see a frame that shows a picture of Din with a known accomplice header above it.
Did I notice that it was the white suit that Marla was wearing?
Yeah, in the freeze frame, it's what looks to be Dr. Cogsbuckle wearing the white suit in Chester Figaro's office.
What in absolutes?
Doc, open up!
Yes, Din.
Turn the news on! You're being framed for everything!
Well, Din, I don't have a TV in my room. I don't believe in this.
Din's gonna turn the wire on his wad and turn the volume up.
The wire replays the message. You catch a loop of the broadcast that's saying that Chester Figaro has died and that there was a bomb planted in the ZSG executive offices in the Hayworth Monolith. And number one suspect is Dr. Phineas Cogsbuckle, who was caught on security camera earlier that evening in the offices, and it shows a freeze frame of what appears to be Dr. Cogsbuckle with his back turned to the camera, clearly in the office. And even worse, Din, you now see that it lists you as a known accomplice.
What an absolute bitch.
You guys are now in the Great Hall looking at the main screen, and you are watching a continuous loop of the broadcast as they show more footage of the destroyed section of the tower, and it kind of fades into the background as you guys kind of almost lose auditory at this point with everything that's happening. What do you say to each other?
Well, okay, I mean, granted, yeah, I was there, but Boulder was there too. Why does it list him?
Well, Dan, if you remember, Boulder was Tina.
Point taken? You're right.
Boulder, you are here as well as his Rat Boy, and Rat Boy says,
Doc, why'd you blow up the head of ZSG?
Well, Rat Boy, it seems I have been framed.
I mean, that's clearly your jacket, Doc.
Well, yeah, that was my casual attire, but I gave my casual attire to Marla to wear. Then she disappeared while we were on our mission and changed her clothes.
We thought she was taking the swamp dumps.
Ratboy says,
wait, so that was her? That was Marla?
Yes, unfortunately.
Why would she do that?
Ratboy, that's a good question. We do not know. We do not understand what is going on. There's a lot of people looking for Marla, for whatever reason, but we have no idea why.
Ratboys.
Yeah, Boulder.
You know how's in this current situation, yours an unintended casualty by your loss of your friend's Terrence?
Yeah.
Marla's the type of person that does that to people's on purpose.
Man, she seems like an absolute...
Din, it's about this time that you hear a call come through on your wad.
Hello?
Hey, Dick. Dude, you made it out.
Ah, Nelson, what's going on, bro?
Oh, man, you know, just... Making things happen, you know me, man. But you're bigger news, bro. You guys made it out and did the job, and for some reason killed the head of ZSG. But hey, whatever, man.
Yeah, about that. All we really did was we just blew up the antenna. We had no idea about the big guy, about the ZSG guy. That was news to us.
Well, I mean, I heard it on the wire that you and the doc, like, cold-blooded killed that man.
Yeah, no, we actually didn't even see him. We basically, once we got there, jetted to the roof as fast as we could. Then, you know, stuff happened, guns fire started going off, big explosions, and then, push came to shove, and now we're here. But yeah, no, we didn't personally kill him.
That's crazy, dude. I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter, because we got way better relations with the new guy, his son, anyway, so it's whatever, dude. But I'm gonna get you guys paid, and it's gonna be good, man. Like, we're set up now. Like, we've got this covered, so whenever you guys get a chance, come down to my restaurant now, and I'll get you paid.
Oh, awesome! What do you mean your restaurant? When did this happen?
Well, I got promoted, man. It's kind of hard to talk about, but word came down that while the communications were down, that Mr. Klegsfeld, he got into some kind of an accident, and no one was around to help, and they couldn't get any word out, and he died, and him and friggin' died. And
oh my gosh!
Yeah, I know, and well, but you know, I was number three in line, and so I'm kind of the new head of the Rimwar crime family, Din, and you're gonna be my number two, dude.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but I mean, congratulations.
Nah, it's okay, man. They always kept me down anyway, bro. So it's all good. I mean, you know, I respect to the dead and all that. But hey, bro, we're number one and two now, man.
Oh man, this is. I mean, I guess there's an upside to all this, huh? That's great.
Yeah, man. Look, I gotta go sign some papers and take care of some business. But you stay frosty, bro.
Yeah, ice cold, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Peace out.
Din's gonna look to Boulder and Doc and go, well, that's something that happened.
Yes, that is quite interesting and a little suspicious at the same time.
Yeah.
It surprises me that two of the head honchos of the Rimwars would just go down, and it seems like they went down without a fight.
Yeah, that's super weird, because Frigga's a total badass, so I didn't think something like this would take him out, but...
Yes, I was growing quite fond of Friggin myself.
Din's.
Yeah, Boulder.
I can't go to that restaurant. If he's in charge now, I'm as good as dead. Klegsfeld was ruthless, and he could do what he wants. So now Nelson's will definitely kills me.
No, he only likes to prank you, bud. I don't think he'd go that far.
Din, I took his favorite gym's bag from him.
Well, you wanna give it back?
Klegsfeld has forced us into servitudes over taking nothings from him.
So I guess technically we're free, right? It was Klegsfeld's we owed.
Unless you think Nelson's is gonna let you go.
I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, Nelson's my bro.
Remembers the Uncle Fathers movies? They say is a lot, but they do a lot's difference.
Yeah, you can be right. 100%. Not discrediting that, but until then, I guess we can assume that Nelson's on our side, I guess? I really don't know.
Yes, I feel like we should definitely tread cautiously with this one.
It's about this time that as you guys stand in the great room with the wire blaring in the background and you have this conversation, that you see a massive beam of light just shoot in through the front window that, you know, it's kind of broken, so it's jagged as it hits the floor and illuminates the area to your right. I mean, it's a gigantic light coming from seemingly somewhere up in the sky, and you hear on the wire broadcast,
"Again, this is Deborah Rittenheimer joining you with an exclusive special news alert. An anonymous tip to our Hot Tips hotline has revealed the location of Phineas J. Cogsbuckle's residence in the Warrens. As you'll remember, Mr. Cogsbuckle is the prime suspect of the heinous domestic terrorist attack responsible for the death of nearly 20 members of the ZSG Unlimited executive team. For more information, we'll take it over to Chet Phylum, who is currently in a helocraft overlooking Mr. Cogsbuckle's residence. Chet, tell us what you see."
It appears that the location of Is he a doctor? Are you serious? The location of Dr. Phineas Cogsbuckle's School for Enlightened Children has been located in the Warrens. We'll have crews on the scene soon to see if Dr. Cogsbuckle can be reached for comment.
Dan's gonna look at Doc.
I hate this.
And that's where we'll end it for this week. Oh, thank you for joining us for another episode of SideQuest. I personally very much enjoyed this episode. A lot of big things coming to a head. Dr. Cogsbuckle, how you feeling?
Well, I felt better. You know, I feel terrible. Let's just be brutally honest about the situation. This really sucks.
It just seems to go from bad to really worse.
Yes, I don't see there being an upside anytime soon.
And now it seems like there's another level of intrigue with Lost Cat. What's going on there?
I don't know, but she's very suspicious. We need to figure out what's going on. We need to figure out how she knows. We need to figure out the relation between Din's WAD comment and her and Marla. It's a sticky situation.
It definitely is. Din, what do you think?
I feel like everyone is not who they say they are, and I'm not a fan of it. Din Wiesel, by the way, still Din Wiesel, has always been Din Wiesel. Just gonna put that out there. I've been who I've said I was this entire time.
That is true.
So,
well, Din's, there was that summer where you changed your name to Rico Suaves, but that was really during your Latin phase.
Look, I was really tan. I had a puka shell necklace, and I dyed my hair. But I don't want to talk about that anymore. That was a summer I really want to forget. But other than that one time, I've been still Din Wiesel, and I don't know. I just wish everyone could go to tell the truth, but I guess I'm number two with the red bars now. I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Boulder, you're probably going to die next time you meet Nelson, huh?
Neither me's or him, babies.
I think you probably got even odds, but he does have a lot more men than you do. I don't know. It's probably fine.
I missed the rooftop, by the way. I want to go back to that. It was a lot less complicated up there.
It was, wasn't it? Oh, man. You know, y'all thought it was bad when it was just like, oh, there's a bunch of drones and stuff, and we're stuck on this roof, and Marla jumped. But now it's just way worse.
Yeah, there's no jumping off of this. I can't go anywhere.
You know what I wish?
What's up?
I wish we could go back to the Debauchery Tuesday where we decided, hey, let's rob a bank.
And just go back and speak to your former selves. What would you say
to
them?
I would say, no more Debauchery Tuesdays. If you're thinking of robbing a bank for money for toilet paper, do not do it. Everything after that will suck so much ass.
I would tell Debauchery Tuesdays Boulder on the days that the doc decided to rob the bank, you finish up here as Boulders and make sure to eat your Wheaties.
Oh, man. Just to think that all of this started over some toilet paper money. Oh. Well, you know what? We need some toilet paper money, too, though, here in actual not podcast land. So, let's see. Who wants to run down the social? Somebody volunteer. Richie. It's you, buddy.
All right. It's going to be the Twitter, which is, the sick pod hashtag. All right. Nope. Sorry. A little rusty. Everyone's been doing it. So use the hashtag sick pod on our Twitter to potentially be a part of or get your own, like a Cogs Book a Corner, or you will be mentioned, or a likeness of you may be used, or an idea of yours may be used in an upcoming episode of SideQuest. Then you could go to our Facebook where, I wouldn't, personally say go there, but it's there. You can go like it over there. You can go to our Patreon to give us toilet paper money so we don't owe our souls to any other crime family in the future. Then we have our Discord where we are currently recording right now. So it's a SideQuest Discord. Come on over. You can sit in. We'll meet you, but you can definitely sit in on a live recording where a bunch of our stupid comments are left on the cutting room floor, or we just have, about 30 minutes before and after of just talking absolute crap and making stupid jokes. And you can, chime in, tell us what you thought, tell us what could be better. And, that's about it. Din has an OnlyFans, but I mean, I'm not really going to plug that because I still don't feel good about it. So,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Also, I was going to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to cut all this because I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, we're live on Twitch.
We were live on Twitch.
Every Friday that we don't forget, we're going to be re-airing our past episodes in order and having director's commentary over them. It's a pretty good time.
Yeah, it's another avenue where you can come and talk crap to us. Because we'll see it.
That's exactly right. So you should check us out on twitch.tv/SIQPOD and also #SIQPOD on all the social medias. Until then, if you want to get your podcast started, you should check out buzzsprout.com. That's BUZZSPROUT.com. and you can click on the link in the episode description below, and you can get started and create an account and get some free stuff on us and Buzzsprout. It's the service that we use. It's the service that we love. Check out Buzzsprout.com to get your podcast started. And also, check out Instacart and Instacart.com to get stuff delivered in your cart instantly. And if you sign up, you will get a credit on your first cart using the link below. And yeah, Instacart and Buzzsprout, great partners of SideQuest. Thank you very much for letting us be affiliates for you guys. And guys, did I miss anything? I think I got it.
Wait, is that really a thing?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Oh, they're my competitor.
No, well, don't worry about it.
You're really fine. Affiliating it, you know?
You're fine. You're fine, Dan. It's probably fine. Don't tell your anyway.
Don't. Yes, okay. Yeah, let's just stop it at that.
Oh, man. I want to thank the three greatest PCs that are available at 10:34 on a Sunday night. First up, we have Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Yes, of course. Anytime.
Second up, we have Richie that plays Den Weasel. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
And last but certainly not least, at least in my heart, we have Cruz the Booba Man Turner. Thank you,
the
Cruz.
The Booba Man?
Yeah, I guess so.
He does like him some boobas.
I do. Especially Booba Fats.
Hey.
Or Booba Fats.
Hey.
You know, hey. Big Titty Gang.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of SideQuest. We will see you next Friday, but until then, say bye-bye to the people, guys.
Bye, y'all. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Adios, amigos. Man, what an absolute bitch.
Dr. Cogsbuckle sees Rat Boy look up at... Dr. Cogsbuckle sees Rat Boy look up
at... These are good outtakes. Keep going.
Dr. Cogsbuckle sees Rat Boy look... Okay, I gotta
do that again. You can't hit that hard.
Dr. Cogsbuckle sees Rat Boy look at it.